Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
That sounds like fun. And as we start this series, I need to tell you something right away, which is I need to hear the messages of this series just as much as anybody does. And I won't say more than anybody, but I'll say just as much. Because there's something I need to tell you, is that as much as I like having fun, I'm not always the best at creating fun. And just as much as I like taking a break, I'm not always good at doing it. And just like any normal human being, I like taking vacation time from work. I'm not always good at doing it. And that's not always the best for me, and that's not always the best for my family. And that's not the best for all of us when we don't find our way into having kinds of fun in our life. Now, what we're going to talk about over the next few weeks is how can we find more and more days and more times where when we're telling our friends and family about our lives that we get them to say this, well, that sounds like fun. Because the more fun we have in our lives, the more joy we have in our lives. And that's what God wants for us. Now, I know some of you are probably already saying to yourself, like, well, what does this have to do with faith, having more fun? Well, the reality is it's not just about having fun. It's about having rest in our lives. It's about having joy in our lives, and that is what God wants for us. And so often, when we find ourselves with joy, when we find ourselves with rest, it's because we're having fun. Now, when we talk about this, we want to be sure that we understand that this is all about how God wants us to live. Because one of the problems we have in our lives is that our lives are filled with unhealthy rhythms. We have these rhythms that aren't good for us, and we know they're not good for us, but we're not always sure what to do with them. And because of this, we have our lives that are imbalanced. Is that we have lives that are filled with fun, joy, and rest. But then we have to break down the healthy rhythms of work, productivity, and the pursuit of more in order to do this. Now, it's not to say that these are mutually exclusive things, that we can't have work and productivity or the pursuit of more, and also have fun, joy, and rest. But the truth is that many of us pursue unhealthy rhythms where we work too much, we try to be more productive than we can be, and we pursue more than we need at the expense of fun, joy, and rest. And we know that over time, if we do this, if we have too much of these unhealthy rhythms, we won't have the lives that God wants for us. Now, the fact of the matter is that this is not a new problem for any of us and for us as human beings. And that's something important for us to know because this has been a really long-term struggle. Now, sometimes when we say these aren't new problems, we think, oh, these are just things that are modern-day problems. But the reality of pursuing unhealthy rhythms as a challenge in everyday human life is something that is actually a problem that's thousands of years old. Thousands and thousands of years of human beings have struggled with this problem of unhealthy rhythms. And in fact, it was such a big problem that it's something that is addressed in the book of Leviticus. Now, you're thinking to yourself, the book of Leviticus? I'm not even sure I know what that means. Well, let me give you an idea of what that is. The book of Leviticus is part of the Old Testament. It's actually part of one of the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus. There it is, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And these first five books of the Old Testament are very important books of the Old Testament because they are what is known as the Pentateuch, or the Torah, which is the law of Israel. It's the most important books of the Old Testament, or the Hebrew Bible, as it was for the Jews, both then, thousands of years ago, and now. And in the book of Leviticus, and all of these in particular, there's a way in which we hear about the way that we need to have healthy rhythms, which means that they were struggling with unhealthy rhythms because they were doing the things that we were doing. There were times where they were working too much and they needed to rest from their work. And the fact of the matter is, this is something that the people of Israel struggled with just as much as anybody did back then. Now, we need to be sure to understand that when we hear about these things from the scriptures, we're talking about people who were living at a time where they were hunting and gathering, and eventually an agrarian society where they were working and living to survive. And one of the challenges that you have in that time is that, just like today, you will continue to work and work and work because you think your survival is at stake. And in many cases, it was. But what God knew and what God wants for us is that people need to rest and they need to recover and they need to reset so that they can have the lives that God wants for them. And in particular, that's one of the things that comes through in the book of Leviticus, because that was one of the things that they were struggling with then. And so God wanted to reset the rhythms for them so they could have the lives they wanted. Now, in particular, these rest rhythms that God wanted for them were rooted in the Sabbath. Now, Sabbath literally means to stop or to be idle. And what God built into the rhythms for the people then is this time of breaking for the Sabbath. Now, you may have heard that term before, and what it refers to is the fact that what God wanted for the people then is that they would work for 6 days and then take a break on the seventh day and do no work. It goes like this in Leviticus. It says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of complete rest. Because God knew that people were going to need a break. God knew that we couldn't just keep up the work and the work and the work, and that after a certain amount of time, we would need a break. And according to Leviticus, it's to be the seventh day. And the seventh day is holy because it's God's day. That number seven, as you might know, is a very important number in the Old Testament because it signifies the holy. And so the first way that God wanted the people then to have these rest rhythms was to have a seventh day where they would stop doing their work. Now, it didn't mean that they weren't going to do the little things that needed to happen, the tending of animals, the work with kids, those kinds of things, but the labor that they needed to rest from so they could recover. But it wasn't just that. There was another kind of rest that the God wanted for them too, and this was a really fun one. It's that God wanted festivals for them, and here's what it says in Leviticus. It says, "These are the appointed festivals of the Lord, the holy convocations which you shall celebrate at the time appointed for them." What God knew was that God also wanted them to have time to party. God wanted to have these religious festivals. These are good, wholesome festivals to celebrate what God had done. But God wanted them to have rhythms of gathering as the community so they would be able to rest and recover as a group of people as well. Because God knew that we needed to have these kinds of celebrations as well. And so what God built into the way that God cultivated the life for the Israelites then was this rhythm of rest, centered around the weekly Sabbath, that seventh day of rest from work, and also these festivals. And what we can learn from this is that this is how God wanted the people then to deal with these things. And in fact, actually, it's a very similar pattern that God is hoping we will follow, God wants for us to follow in our day and age as well. God doesn't want us to keep working and working so that we have nothing left to give. God wants us to rest and to recover so that we can have these times where we can then celebrate what God has done for us and celebrate the gift of community. Because this isn't just about finding a way to take a break. It's actually so that we can be reminded of the fact that God is with us and be reminded of the fact that God has done so many great things for us and that the way that God loves us is not contingent upon us working. God wanted the people of Israel to rest so they could recover from their work. God wanted them to have rests of the festivals so they could remember and gather in community to remember what God had done for them. And God wanted them to find rest in their weeks and in their lives so they could remember that God was doing the work that needed to be done all the time. And God also wants us to find rest so that we can recover, so we can keep doing the work God has set before us. God wants us to be able to have festivals and times of gathering so that we can remember what God has done for us and celebrate all these good things as well. And God wants us to find time to rest and recover so we can understand that we aren't simply trying to do more and acquire more because God has already given us what we need. And like I said at the outset, I need to hear this message just as much as anybody does, because those are some of the very things that I struggle with. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, like, why do we need to hear this message in this particular time? And I think there's a specific reason why being reminded of the importance of these rest rhythms is so important at this time, is because we've gone through a major disruption in our daily lives, in our work lives, in our family lives over the past 18 months or so. We've gone through this time where maybe you've said to yourself, oh, I just wish my calendar would be more open. And then you got the wish you have been granted, and you were like, well, maybe not that open. But the fact of the matter is, whether it's school or work or family life or your retired life, we've all experienced some kind of disruption that has brought more margin into our lives and into our calendars. But now we're at this point where we're kind of rebuilding, where we're kind of putting things back together, where things are going back onto our calendars and into our schedules. And we want to do so and make sure that we don't miss this opportunity to rebuild our lives, to find our way to that new normal, where we don't go back into those old rhythms without paying attention. Where we might find ourselves running around, running ragged, or running around and doing too much, or running around and trying to buy more or get more or whatever the struggle is. And we find ourselves then unable to do what God wants us to do because we are running out of energy or running out of time. And so in this moment where maybe you find yourself trying to figure out what are the things that matter, one of the things that matters to us is that we have rhythms of rest so that we can find our way into the life God wants for us, so that we can rest and recover to be reminded of what God has done for us. Now, for the outset of our time in this conversation, for today, I simply want us to think about the fact that if we can have lives that are filled with more time and more energy spent on those things that then get us to think, well, that sounds fun, or get others to say, well, that sounds fun, we probably are doing the things that help us to rest and recover and do the things that God wants for us then as follows. But I also want to leave you with this final thought. In this time of the summer, perhaps you find yourself thinking about, I have a chance to do some of these kinds of things that are fun. So maybe you've already done something that sounds like fun. Maybe you've already been on a trip or rested or found a way to recover. What you need to know is that you have done something that God wants you to do by doing that. Maybe you're thinking about it, or maybe you're on the cusp of it and you're about to go and do something that sounds like fun. Well, you know what? You are going to do something that God wants you to do, to rest so you can recover. Or maybe you're even not aware of the fact that you haven't taken a break in a very long time. Well, God wants you to take some time to figure out how can you plan and how can you put some more things into your life where somebody would go, well, that sounds fun. Because the pursuit of fun isn't simply about doing things that are fun. The pursuit of fun is actually about finding joy in our lives, finding rest in our lives. And finding joy and rest in our lives allows us to have the life that God wants for us. And God wants you to have a life where you are resting. Resting knowing that God loves you, and resting knowing that God has given you a life that you need to pursue. And in order to pursue that life, we need to rest and recover so we can do that.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.